Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Ceasefire negotiations raise hopes and prayers for gospel advance in Lebanon. Then, an award to honor what God did through one man in a Middle Eastern evangelical college. We'll tell you what's going on in just a moment. But we'll begin today in Lebanon, where tensions remain high with Israel amid talks of a ceasefire deal this week. Under the agreement, the Israeli army will withdraw troops from key positions and hand them over to the Lebanese army. Pierre Hosni works with Horizons International, a gospel ministry headquartered in Lebanon.
You do get the feeling that it could fall apart, who knows, but we are all hopeful that it could really be true.
The flow of weaponry to Hezbollah has lessened under the Israeli offensive, but the terrorists are still able to operate from hidden stashes of missile reserves.
God only knows how many, you know, micro reserves of weapons there are, but you do get the sense that they are dwindling.
Nearly 3,000 people have been killed and 1 million displaced since the conflict began last year.
Be praying that that God would continue to work in the hearts of people and use the church that's present here in the Middle East to make the biggest gospel impact that we can in the midst of the crisis.
Please pray for those whose homes and livelihoods have been destroyed in the conflict, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Even if tomorrow morning they were able to go back to their areas, they would be setting up tents where their homes used to be.
Next, the holidays can be prime time for a family feud. Brad Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministry says,
there's a different vibe in a lot of families right now because of world events, because of things we've been through. So you've got people talking about what you should and shouldn't do with family over the holidays, whether you even should or shouldn't be with them.
But if you're a follower of Christ, don't listen to those voices. You have a different calling. Represent Jesus. Hutchcraft points out one big temptation to avoid at family gatherings.
People view it as, this is my one chance to make my point, to make my case for whatever it may be, for my political viewpoint, for my lifestyle. What I really want people to be able to see the holidays as is a time to build a bridge to year-round and ongoing communication with people. It doesn't have to be about going in with guns loaded, but just going in there and saying, hey, how can I be the hands and feet for Jesus in my family?
It might not be easy, and that's why the Hutchcraft brothers made a special podcast episode on 5 ways to be a bridge builder with your family. We'll connect you to this fast-paced, candid conversation in the full story at our website.
Our desire is to help encourage people to, how can you help be a bridge builder and bring peace to your family during this holiday season?
And finally, in 1979, Dr. Bishara Awad heard God's call to establish Bethlehem Bible College. Now, it's one of the most prolific evangelical institutions in the Middle East. In honor of his decades of faithful service to the college and to God, he was just awarded the Labib Madnat Kingdom Impact Award. And while the mantle of leading the college has now passed to Dr. Jack Sara, Dr. Awad's impact resounds across the Middle East.
We lived under this empowering power and the strength that God gave to Dr. Bishara to empower the next generations of leadership pastors. I mean, 70% of the pastors of Palestine and the Holy Land graduated from Bethlehem Bible College and many others globally.
That was Bethlehem Bible College's past. Dr. Sara asks you to pray for its future.
We need the prayers that we will guard that we will be empowered, we will be able to establish more and more leaders that will continue on carrying this legacy forward, not just in Palestine, but even beyond our territories to the Middle East, North Africa, Europe, wherever there are people who speak Arabic who want to serve in our context as well.
There's more about the award at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.